You're listening to New Tnia. Britain gets 5 million battlefield images to train military. Britain has become the first foreign partner admitted to Ukraine's Avengers Labs, a platform built around 5 million annotated battlefield frames. The signed agreement opens joint military AI work and two early pilots, but its headline detection rate comes from Ukraine's defense ministry and lacks an independent public audit. Britain and Ukraine have signed an agreement that gives British researchers and approved companies access to one of the world's most unusual AI training resources, millions of labeled images gathered during an active war. Britain is the first international partner admitted to Ukraine's Avengers, Labs, with early projects aimed at protecting military sites and building lower-power chips for drones. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The UK and Ukraine signed a defense AI partnership on August 24th, opening Avengers, Labs to British participants.
Why does it matter?
5 million annotated battlefield frames could help models recognize vehicles, drones, and other targets under conditions that ordinary training sets rarely capture.
What is the catch?
The agreement is not legally binding, access rules remain undisclosed, and Ukraine's reported 70% detection rate has not been independently audited in public.
Key number. Avengers IO.
Labs contains 5 million annotated battlefield frames, most drawn from Ukraine's Delta Combat Management System. Why battlefield data is the valuable part? Military computer vision needs more than clean photographs of equipment. Models must distinguish tanks, artillery, infantry, and aerial targets in infrared footage, poor weather, camouflage, motion blur, and rapidly changing terrain. Ukraine's defense ministry says Avengers Labs continuously adds labeled material from Delta and covers both ground and aerial targets. The ministry says a target detection system trained on the collection analyses more than 100,000 drone video streams each month and identifies about 70% of enemy targets in real time. That scale makes the dataset useful, but the percentage is an official operational claim. The ministry has not publicly supplied the class-by-class accuracy, false positive rate, or an independent evaluation protocol. What Britain and Ukraine actually signed. The joint declaration sets three channels for cooperation: government work on models, secure data and computing, industry projects tied to operational problems, and academic research on autonomy, assurance, cybersecurity, and synthetic data. It also says data, intellectual property, and export controls remain subject to each country's laws. Two pilots give the agreement more substance than a general promise. One will combine Ukrainian data with fiber optic sensing at a UK defense site, turning buried cables into detectors for movement or disturbance. A second will explore low-power AI chips for drones, robots, and autonomous systems. Those are trials, not deployed capabilities, and the public documents do not identify the models, training access, or human control rules. The move extends a trend already visible in U.S. testing of an AI-controlled fighter jet. Military organizations are moving machine learning from laboratory benchmarks into operational systems. This agreement differs because the strategic asset is not one aircraft. It is a continuously updated collection of combat observations that partner teams can use to train many systems. Before we overstate the result, the declaration records political intent and explicitly says it creates no legally binding obligations. 5 million frames do not automatically produce a reliable model. Labels can be wrong, battlefield conditions can shift, and adversaries can alter appearance or tactics. The reported 70% target detection rate comes from Ukraine's defense ministry. Public sources do not provide false alarm rates, independent replication, or performance across every target class. AI recognition is not the same as an autonomous strike decision. The agreement does not publicly define when a human must review or approve a system's output. What happens next? The first measurable milestone will be the fiber sensor trial at the unnamed UK defense site. Officials will need to show what the system detects, how often it raises false alarms, and whether Ukrainian training data transfers to a British setting without extensive retraining. The partnership also needs governance that matches the sensitivity of its data. Secure access can prevent teams from downloading raw battlefield records, but model outputs can still inherit gaps or errors in the labels. The key unresolved question is not whether 5 million images are impressive. It is whether the partners can turn them into independently tested systems with clear human authority over military decisions. Read the full article at newtknia.com.